Walford Bodie, M.D., was billed as the British Barnum, the Rage of London, the Money Magnet, the Record Breaker, the Pride of the North, the Idol of Scotland, the Electric Wizard, the British Edison, the Sensation of the Age, the King Laughmaker of the World, the Modern Miracle Worker, the Greatest Novelty Act on Earth, and the Protector of Suffering Humanity. But it was his use of the word doctor which led to court battles, theater riots, and the eventual destruction of his career. From a modest beginning in rural Scotland, Bodie became one of the most famous and controversial performers of the British Music Hall. He did magic, ventriloquism, and hypnotism. He performed remarkable experiments with electricity, and as a faith healer, cured people on the vaudeville stage. He was born Samuel Murphy Brodie in Aberdeen, Scotland on June 11, 1869. His parents wanted him to study medicine or prepare for the Presbyterian ministry. An early interest in electronics, however, led to employment with the Scottish National Telephone Company. The telephone, especially in rural Scotland, was in its infancy, and this job provided Bodie with a practical education in electricity that he would later use to his advantage on the stage. As a child, Bodie, the name he decided to use, taught himself the rudiments of magic and ventriloquism. At the Stonehaven Town Hall, a few miles from his home, local residents were encouraged to lecture and perform, and it was here that Bodie made his debut. One weekend, he would demonstrate conjuring effects, and the next, give a talk on the sights of South Africa, a place he had never visited. When his sister married H. Werner Walford in 1897, Bodie's career began to take shape. Walford was the manager of the Connaught Theatre of Varieties in Norwich. Bodie worked with his brother-in-law in the management of the theatre and within a year became the proprietor of another theatre in nearby Macclesfield. He soon realized, however, that his talents belonged on rather than behind the stage. He adopted his brother-in-law's surname, promoted himself to Dr. Walford Bodie, M.D., and his career quickly prospered. He formed his own variety company and advertised absolutely the most wonderful, weird, and sensational demonstration in the world, introducing his gorgeous fit-up at a cost of £2,000. Bodie's stage was set with awesome-looking devices. Strange, whirring noises were heard, and sparks flew across the proscenium as a young girl stepped forward to assist him. As he touched her hand, every hair on her head stood up straight. Volunteers from the audience were then asked to examine equipment, which consisted of a large induction coil, spark dischargers, a Leyden jar, and other imposing accoutrements. Bodie showed them how thousands of volts of electricity could pass through his body without causing harm. Grasping two wooden handles connected by wire to the large coil, Bodie withstood the electrical current and invited the volunteers to do the same. Each was given the handles to hold, and as the current was applied, they began to shake and writhe, providing, according to contemporary accounts, much humor. Quote, "As the current increases, each person will be more or less grotesque and most laughable to behold."